Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A Slice of Crime. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Sbarro was founded in 1956 by Gennaro and Carmela Sbarro. The couple grew up in Naples under Mussolini's dictatorship, working at a local butcher shop, and eventually had 3 sons, Joseph, Mario, and Anthony. Looking for a better life, the Sbarros immigrated to America and opened their first Cella Maria, an Italian grocery store, at 1701 65th Street and 17th Avenue in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. By day, Carmela served fresh food in full makeup and heels, and by night, she made supplemental income sewing dolls' clothes. Soon, the restaurant became a popular spot for old-world Italians to get high-quality food. The success of the Sbarro Cella Maria led to the opening of additional locations in the New York City metropolitan area in the 1970s, including a location in Brooklyn's Kings Plaza Shopping Center, in Midtown Manhattan, and 2 in the World Trade Center, both of which were destroyed in the September 11th attacks. Through the 1970s up into 2004, however, Carmela Sbarro personally oversaw between 1,500 and 2,000 cheesecakes per week, retiring in 2004 at the age of 83. It was then that the original Bensonhurst deli closed, but nobody was complaining too much. The other 762 locations netted over $465 million that year. But it wasn't all growth and profit for the Sbarro family. Let's rewind back to the years between 1976 and 1984. At that time, undercover FBI agent Joe Pistone was investigating the Sicilian Mafia's and Bonanno crime family's use of pizza parlors to import over $1.6 billion worth of contraband drugs into the United States. Sbarro was not implicated in the scandal at all until 1980, when Sbarro was named in the Genovese mob kingpin Frank Funzi Thierry's trial. While Sbarro was never charged with drug smuggling, prosecutors claimed Thierry had been using Sbarro, a restaurant they claimed Thierry had previously owned, to launder money. Nothing came of that, and Sbarro flew under the radar again, just serving people poorly seasoned Italian food, until 2012, when Sbarro was briefly roped into another Genovese mob scandal during Bronx pizzeria owner and alleged Genovese crime family associate Johnny Pizza Porcello's trial, and arrested for criminal racketeering. At that point, the New York Daily News broke a story from documents in their possession by way of the Freedom of Information Act, connecting Sbarro with comments made by Jewish mobster Julius Bernstein. We'll get to him after the break. Big-time Jewish mobster Julius Bernstein told the FBI that Sbarro had protection payoffs that began in the 1960s. By 2004, they were paying $20,000 a year, money that Bernstein paid to recent Genovese boss Dominic, Quiet Dom, Cirillo, when they rendezvoused inside the bathroom of a City Island seafood restaurant. Bernstein said Cirillo ordered him to take over collecting the 2 annual payments of $10,000 from Angelo Aquilino, a Genovese mobster whose specialty was restaurant shakedowns. One payment came mid-year, the other before Christmas. But as of late, the Genoveses were having, quote, trouble with the Italian chain. When Spike finally met with Angelo, the man gave him $10,000 cash and told him the money was from Sbarro. The payments appeared to have ended soon after Bernstein met with Cirillo, and in 2006, Sbarro was sold to a private equity firm for $450 million. No Sbarro family ever commented about their long-term connections and affiliation with any mob or mob associate. But this whole controversial, organized crime history certainly doesn't seem to hurt Sbarro's sales. As of 2023, there are over 56 stores in the United States alone, most of them, I'd imagine, in malls and airports. The question is, are they still tied to organized crime? Well, I don't think anyone will talk about it openly anytime soon.